Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, back on the air with us, my friend. How have you been?
I'm great. It's been too long.
It has been too long. I think I'm going to use some of my Trump coin proceeds to buy into Skynet. What do you think?
You might as well.
I'm just telling you. What do you think about this thing? I mean, I'm glad the U.S. has taken the lead in it. $500 billion? I mean, Trump didn't waste any time.
He didn't waste any time. You know, on my show about 2 or 3 months ago, I played a clip of Masa's son at a conference, and he said overall it's going to take $9 trillion to make this, you know, to take it to its ultimate potential. You know, and it's just something that's real. You know, maybe two, 3 weeks ago, China unveiled their sort of AI product, and it surprised a lot of people. It was a lot better than folks thought. This is a serious race, and you know, we've got to win it, and we want to definitely win it. We want to own it, and you know, obviously, there's all kinds of people involved, so there's all kinds of ulterior motives, and you know, like Larry Ellison kept bringing up vaccines. I kept cringing every time he said the word.
Yeah.
But I also know Larry Ellison is spending a fortune trying to live forever, so you know, he's got his own motivations, right?
Yeah, very true. Yeah. What about the criticism that the president's taken over this Trump coin? I mean, this thing went gangbusters, right? What's the market cap on it?
I don't know. I'm not even watching it, honestly. I have my hands full. I got to be honest with you, Mark. I'm making people more money than I've ever made them in my life. I mean, it's really what we're doing right now. Rockets. Listen, invest in rockets. Invest in, you know, space rockets, robots, AI. We're in a fourth industrial revolution, and you know, the only problem is sometimes people want to get it, you know, make so much overnight.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and it happens, but it's not, you know, you got to pinch yourself. You got to stick with your rules. But, you know, I'm not messing around with those coins, man. I mean, I've got a Bitcoin. That's good enough for me. And, you know, the other stuff, God bless them. But, you know, there's a lot of folks who think it's unethical. I don't have an opinion on that. You know, I think as long as everything's above board, right? You know, it's above board. You know who it is. It's not anything shady. If you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah, I think it's a great point.
Hey, I have to ask you about what I heard some, I think, liberal analysts talking about, where they were saying, you know, everyone blamed Biden for inflation and for high gas prices and all of these things that we've seen over the last number of months, or arguably years. And they were trying to say, you know, the president really doesn't have that much influence over that. Now, I understand to a degree that that's probably true, but I would argue what he did with oil and all of these things, that absolutely does have an impact. So what kind of an impact do you think Donald Trump really can have?
I think first and foremost, and it's understated, is enthusiasm. You know, there's no such thing as really, really being ultra successful by accident. There's got to be a certain amount of optimism that goes into these things. In other words, we have to buy into it. It's like going to watch a sci-fi movie about someone who finds some ember, and there's a mosquito in there that bit a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And we've got to believe that they could bring that dinosaur to life. And what happens in economies, no matter what the economic system is, you know, a large portion of success depends on the populace buying into it, because now we're willing to go and make the investments. We're willing to have the patience. We're willing to be, you know, it's so much to be said for that, you know, and that the tonality, just think about AI, for instance, right? the Biden administration, they were roping it in. They had criticism. They're always criticizing successful people anyway. And now Trump is saying, hey, let's unleash it. Let's let it go to where it's going to go, because we're not the only players, right? We're not the only country in the world that wants to dominate, and that's going to be the way to leverage it. So I think that has a big role. And then I think policy has a big role. You know, Biden pumped a lot of money into the economy that it did not need, and that's what triggered 40-year high inflation. And he never stopped. You know, it wasn't just the $2 trillion to fight COVID, wink, wink. It was, you know, it was the Infrastructure Act. It was the CHIPS Act. It was the Inflation Reduction Act. All of this put money in the economy. And many times, I mean, we gave money to semiconductor companies, the richest companies on the planet. Why are they getting taxpayer money? I'd rather have someone like Trump say, hey, listen, I'll usher it in. I'll control it, help to, you know, keep guardrails on it. But we're not going to take taxpayer money, because the fact of the matter is, when these things do very well, we don't get any money. We don't get a dividend check. And then when they fall apart, we're just saddled with more debt. You know, so all of those EV things, you should see these EV stocks in the last year and these solar stocks. I'm in one called Enphase. Oh, my God, I'm down like 60%. I got crushed in this bad boy. So, you know, trying to pick winners and losers with taxpayer money, I think, is a mistake.
It's a good point. Charles Payne with us right now, of course, from Fox Business Network. And, you know, Charles, I'm watching a new show called Landman, and I love it. It's all about the oil industry and, you know, where gas prices are and oil prices are and all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, because the main complaint I've heard from these liberals is the snarky comments. Well, my gas prices aren't down yet. I thought he was going to do that on day one. That was never the point. The point is drill, baby, drill. I mean, there's got to be a lot of momentum out there among these energy companies right now.
Yeah. Oil just broke out recently, and energy stocks are doing okay. You know, it's interesting, though. The more oil we drill, if the price goes too low, it's not going to necessarily help them. I think their sweet spot, no pun intended, is about $70, $68. But yeah. I watched the first 5 or 6 episodes. I'm so-so. I love the lead actors and stuff, but golly, some of them is like, do we need that?
Yes.
By the way, why are they so accident-prone? These guys have been doing this for 30 years. All of a sudden, he's standing on a pile of pipes. Like, my man, you learned that the first year. You know, every episode someone's in a hospital. What the hell's going on? But it does underscore the fact that this is a hard gig, that it's not easy, that it's high risk, that it takes a lot of money. You drill a dry hole, no one pays for it. And to your point, these projects, you know what saved Biden with respect to oil? New Mexico. The New Mexico Permian Basin. No one talked about it, but it was something that was already in the pipeline. Again, no pun intended. And so what Trump is going to pull off, or what Trump is going to be able to do, is to unlock these sort of these drilling permits. But you get the permits, then you raise the money, then you start the drilling, and the results of these things will be felt and seen years down the road, not tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. What you got coming up on the show today?
Oh, man. Well, you know, obviously, I got to hit this AI stuff really, really hard. Quantum, I don't know. It's been a while since we talked. So November 20th, I did a show and I talked about quantum computing. No one on financial media anywhere talked about it. I featured 3 stocks. 2 went up 1,000%.
Oh.
No, 1,000%. So then Jensen Huang from NVIDIA 3 weeks ago comes out and says, it's premature. This stuff won't be anything for 15, 30 years. They get hammered. They're coming back, and guess who's talking quantum? Jensen Huang. Right? So I'll talk about AI. I'll talk about quantum. We just began earnings season. And again, the tariffs and all these other things. I think right now animal spirits supersedes everything.
Yeah, there you have it. You know, Charles, I just got to tell you, I watched you on the Water show last night. Man, that suit that you had on was the bomb. Can I just tell you that?
Thanks
tell,
a lot.
Tell Waters it. To get a wider shot of you next time, like they were cutting off your shoulders. I couldn't see it.
All right, you got it.
All right, buddy, take care.
See you guys later.
All right, I'll see you later. That suit was awesome.
Was it the brown one? I was just
yeah,
looking.
Yeah, okay. With the stripes on it, the big stripes.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the,
that is nice looking.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you talk about some fashion taste. Charles
well,
got it going on.
Come on, Mark, you're a trendsetter.
Yeah, not. Said no one ever. For sure.
You don't want to wear your tuxedo into the office?
I do not. If I could avoid it.
You could wear a suit like that.
I did have to dig my tux out the other day. I bought one when I worked at Channel 4 years ago because I would MC events, and I hated having to, you know, going to rent one's a pain in the rear end, and it's expensive. expensive. So I finally just bought one. And I had to dig it out the other day because I thought if I made it to D.C., I had a chance of going to one of those balls, and I was going to have to dress up in a monkey suit if I actually did that. And it still fits. So I was happy about that.
Well, that's the positive.
I do have
that's
one.
That's the silver lining in all of this. I know your trip was basically ruined and canceled. You didn't get to go see him in person. But you know what? Gosh darn it. The tuxedo fits.
The tux still fits from all those years ago when I was still working where what I wore mattered. There you have it.
Get more at 971talk.com.